You can't make this stuff up.
Raven and I are having a disagreement. We need your help to solve it because he wants me to steal a wreath off of a door.
How can you steal something that is already yours, that was intended for you, a gift sent personally to you? Frankly, it's already been stolen. You're righting a wrong. That's what you're doing.
Here's what happened. We sold our home last May, okay? And I was late to send out a lot of the change the dates. Actually, not until I sent out my Christmas cards a couple weeks ago did I actually put the new address.
It's not a change of date. You're not getting
change
married.
A change of address.
Right.
Yeah. So one of my friends who every year sends me a beautiful wreath that I hang on my door sent the wreath. Now, even though she knew I moved, she used like an old address sheet and it went to the old house.
Yeah, I mean, you figure it's probably going to get forwarded or whatever.
Right. So I get a text message from FedEx. You know how they send things? It's like you have a something coming your way, whatever. And I click on it and it shows the picture of it being delivered. It said your wreath had been delivered.
Oh, nice.
And I look at the picture and I go, oh, no, it's my old house. And I'm like, oh, and these wreaths are beautiful, large wreaths that they send. So I go, oh, now what am I going to do? So now I have accidentally sent so many things to the old house and I don't have like their information. Like, it's not like I can text
You're
the owner.
Friendly.
No, we're not friendly. I don't know them. I'm sure they're very nice people, but I don't know them from a hole in the wall except they bought my house, right?
I mean, I'm not so sure they're very nice people at this point, but okay.
So I go, this is what I'm going to do. I go, I'm just going to drive by. And if I see it on the doorstep, maybe they left it outside. It's got my name on it, right? It's got my name and I'll just grab it and I'll put it in the car. Cause I've had like packages from like department stores accidentally sent there and I've done that and it's been fine. And I didn't want to go through the realtors again. These people are going to be like, it's 6 months later, girl, figure
it
out.
It's
you know?
Over.
Like, I'm not going to keep, you know, reaching out. So I go drive by and the box is not on the door. But the wreath is on the door.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me. The boldness of this situation.
So I like, okay, what am I going to do?
I mean, you recognize the wreath. You know that this is the wreath that was sent to you.
That's not true because I'm assuming that it's the wreath.
Okay.
But I don't know. The wreaths all look the same. They're green and round.
They do not all look the same.
Yes,
all
they
right?
do.
Let's talk about basic dimensions. It appears to be the same dimensions of wreaths that have been sent to you before.
Raven, these wreaths all look the same, I think, right?
Oh, I think, right. Okay. See, it's your wreath. That's your wreath. On the door,
so
right now.
Raven wants me to just go take it off the front door.
I think you go snatch it.
No.
If anything, you know, if you're feeling so upset about it, you just knock on the door and say, listen, that's my wreath. I know that's my wreath. Give me my wreath.
I cannot. The neighbors know me. They're going to be like.
So what?
They're going to be like, it was Anna. You know, Anna from the radio. She stole your wreath right off your door.
You know what? If the neighbors know you so well, when they see you, when you hop out of the car, just be like, that's my wreath.
I thought about texting Marcy across the street and being like, Marcy, can you go steal my wreath? And I'm like, I'm not getting people involved in the wreath fiasco.
No, I don't think you can ask somebody else to do it for you. But I definitely think that you can be like, you know what? If somebody sees you, be like, that's my wreath. And they know it.
No, I can't. I cannot confirm it's my wreath. And it's my own fault for not, like, doing it. Like, what am I supposed to
do?
Your
poor friend sent you this beautiful wreath, purchased you this gorgeous wreath, all right, and then paid for it to be delivered to your house. Probably drives by and sees it or just, you know, warms their heart knowing that you have it and put it up there. Now she's going to see it somewhere else. And then what if she asks you about what you think about it this year? You going to lie?
No, I told her. I 100% told her. Oh. I said, I'm like, I'm sorry. I got sent to the old house. I go, but I don't know what to do. She's not going to make me go,
you know,
and fight for the wreath.
If I talked to her, she'd probably be like, go steal that wreath.
1-800-330-9999. Would you take that wreath off the door? Honestly.
Do it. Do it.
Would you steal a wreath right off of somebody's door? That's what Raven wants me to do.
It's your wreath.
So we moved 6 months ago, and these poor new owners of my old home keep getting things delivered to them by accident because I don't change the address. They've gotten department store boxes, and every time I have to go through the realtors to do it because it's not like I have their cell phone number or whatever. And this time, one of my friends sent a beautiful wreath that she sends every year to my old address.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous ornate wreath that hangs on the front door of the house. I mean, it's really beautiful.
Yep. So now I'm like, all right, maybe I'll just drive by and the box will still be on the doorstep and I can just grab it and, you know, whatever. It's addressed to me. And it's not on the doorstep, but there's a beautiful wreath hanging on the door.
Yeah. It's your wreath.
I don't know for sure if it's my wreath, and I can't just steal a wreath off of somebody's door. But Raven insists that I can. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Chris.
I think you knock on the door and you show him. Anna shows on her phone, hey, listen, I'm getting a wreath delivered here. Can you kindly let me know when it comes?
Yeah.
End of story.
So then you you act like you don't recognize the wreath that's on the door that you just knocked on. You play dumb and
Absolutely.
See whether or not they do the right
thing.
You say,
listen, right, I get this delivered every year. I haven't received it at my new home.
Yeah.
Can you let me know if it shows up here?
Mm.
What if they go, sure, and then they say nothing. And now you have to close. They're going to close the door in your face again, and the wreath is still staring at you. You walk away?
Yeah, then next year you go over there and you take your own.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Nicole, would you steal the wreath? No, right? You sound like a nice girl.
Oh, I would totally steal the wreath.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're good.
Right?
Good.
Maybe go through the woods. Right? You don't even have to drive up the driveway. Maybe, like, you know, go through, like, a track of land behind the house, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, follow the deer trail. Right. Nobody will even know.
Yeah.
Nicole sounded so sweet. I'm so confused.
You know what? Because she knows what's right is right. Mike, what are you doing with this wreath? You going to let them get away with that?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm going there. I will take it back.
See?
And I'm not going through that awkward, hey, it went through the wrong address. I'm just going to go there and take it.
See,
it belongs
see
to you.
Right. He's
going to
pull up. He's not even going to close his door. He's going to pull up. He might even open the back door once he pulls up. And the driver's door is still open. He walks up. He grabs the wreath. He comes down, one fell swoop, he throws it right in the back. See, boom, he's gone.
I mean, they have my old Ring camera. They know it's going to be me. Come on.
It belongs to you. It's yours.
Hey, Dale, what do you think? What are you going to do about this wreath here? We're going to let him get away with this?
Oh, no, no, no. I will go get it. That's my wreath, my name. I don't care. I'll go get it.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
This is so embarrassing.
I mean, you know, just step
not.
Up, Anna. Step up and go get your wreath.
It's not embarrassing at all. Bought me and my aide on the bus, so we will go get it.
Yeah,
come
see,
get us.
Right.
Vanessa, would you take that wreath right off the front door if it rightfully belonged to you?
Like, without a doubt. I would, like, ride by in the middle of the night and make sure that, like, I'm in, like, the most nondescript wear
mm-hmm.
and no one can see my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I would snatch it and I would run.
See, these are my friends. Do you see this? Vanessa, you are 100%. Do you have a ski mask? I mean, let's get that on. Let's get this done and bring that wreath home. If this was a family
exactly.
member, you wouldn't even question it, Anna. You would do what it takes to bring it home.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I'm not going to steal a wreath.
But it's yours. It's not stolen.
That's right. Maybe carry the receipt and the shipping information there. That way, if you get arrested, you can try to plead your case.
Can you imagine that conversation with the cop? No, sir. It's my wreath. Here's the FedEx picture that came through my text message. So that says my name right on the box.
Oh, man.